General Sherman?
Yes.
General Sheridan, is that right?
Yes.
Are there more?
Well, you just left out the most important general of all, Grant.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff, why is it so difficult to remember the names of the Civil War generals?
Well, I don't see why it's so important. The only thing that matters is which side won.
Well, I don't think the school board is about to leave it to you to decide what's important and what isn't.
Well, who cares what happened 100 years ago?
Jeff, the trouble with you is you have everything too easy. You know, when Lincoln was a boy, it was very difficult to get an education. He did his arithmetic on the back of a shovel because he didn't have paper. And he walked, I don't know how many miles, to and from school every day, and I'm quite sure he didn't complain.
Well, why should he? He didn't have to study the Civil War.
Never mind. Now, name some of the Confederate generals, dear.
Really, darling, it's a picture you shouldn't miss. Oh, it has such a wonderful story. Well, now, I don't want to spoil it for you, but in the very beginning, she's a secretary, and oh, she's very efficient, and oh, so in love with her handsome boss, but, well, he just doesn't notice her.
Jeff, surely you can name more than two Confederate generals and six Union generals.
Well, how many were there?
About 100.
Well, maybe it'd be easier for me to just give you the names of the privates.
Jeff, your father's going to be very unhappy if you get another C in history. He was quite upset about your last report card.
I wasn't too happy about it myself.
Oh, hi,
hi,
darling. I've been trying to get you for an hour. The phone must be out of order.
Really, darling, it's heartbreaking. You see, they're both engaged to somebody. Darling, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Important, dear?
Oh, nothing special. I'm just leaving on a trip tonight. I'll be gone for 2 days.
2 days? Well, where are you going?
Los Angeles.
Hollywood?
I believe they're the same place. They're building a new children's clinic out there, and it seems that ours here in Hilldale was recommended as a model, so they want me to come out and talk to the committee.
Well, honey, that's very flattering. But what's the rush? I mean, why do you have to leave tonight?
Well, it's the only time I can go. Frank leaves on vacation in 2 days, and I have to be back here to take over for him.
Oh, I see. Oh, but California. Oh, honey, it'll be wonderful to get out of this cold and rain and go someplace where the sun is shining.
Especially to Hollywood.
I wouldn't mind getting out of school. It's really a drag.
Well, actually, they offered to pay the transportation for the whole family, but it wouldn't make sense just for 2 days.
They did? Well, 2 days isn't much, but it's something.
I wouldn't mind a trip.
I don't think you can spare the time from your history.
Oh, but just look what it'd do for my geography.
You know, I could call Miss Emerson, and with the weekend coming up, well, you wouldn't miss more than one day.
And if we plan those 2 days carefully, well, we can see as much as most people see in a week.
That's true.
Donna.
Sunbathing in California.
Mother, do you think I could wear cotton dresses?
Oh, yes, but be sure to take a coat because the nights are chilly there.
Donna.
I think I'd better call the milkman and have him stop deliveries for a couple of days.
Donna.
Oh, Mom, do you know where my bathing suit is?
Yes, honey, in the bottom drawer under your boxing glove.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Donna.
Yes, dear.
Nothing. I'll call the airport and make reservations for all of you.
Trees around, right there.
Oh, yes.
I wonder what it is.
Oh, there's a sign on it. It says, Hinky's Hamburger Hut.
Oh, I wonder if the stars eat there.
I doubt it.
Come on. Well, let's get unpacked. I mean, we want to get out in that sun.
Yes. Let's go see the stars.
I want to go see the orange groves.
I have to leave, too. Mr. Sidney is picking me up.
Oh, honey. I want to talk to you about something. You know, I know how hospital committees are. I mean, they think they have to entertain you, but we're going to be here only 2 days, so don't accept anything, huh?
Okay. See you all back here later.
All right. Oh, bye, Daddy.
Enjoy yourselves.
Bye.
Well, now, we can unpack later. Let's get out into the sunshine.
Yeah. Maybe we can go see one of these sightseeing tours.
Great.
Sunshine.
I'd heard about it, but I didn't believe it.
Oh, hi. Well, what kind of a day did you have today?
A wet one.
We didn't see a single celebrity.
All we saw was rain.
What'd you do?
Well, first we went to Grauman's Chinese Theater and looked at all the footprints in the lobby.
Oh, that was a real ball. Once you've seen one footprint, you've seen them all.
Then we went to Hollywood and Vine.
Oh, what was that like?
Just two streets.
What did you expect?
Well, I sort of expected it to be like...
the Taj Mahal?
Well, yes, yeah, sort of.
I say, I warned you.
Oh, we're not complaining, honey. I guess we are. How did your day go?
Oh, very nice. I talked to Mr. Sidney and the committee, and they were very pleased with my suggestions. Oh, by the way, Mr. Sidney is having a dinner party tonight, a few of his friends. He invited us.
I hope you didn't accept.
No, I remembered what you said, and I told him we had other plans.
Good. Oh, honey, after traipsing around all day in the rain, I just couldn't listen to a lot of conversation about how many beds fit into how many square feet.
Well, I finished up all my business with the committee today, so tomorrow we can all go sightseeing together.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Tomorrow's weather report. More rain.
Is that all you see in the paper?
Why? Is there a sale on?
No, that picture there, the top of the page.
But for heaven's sake, new hospital committee goes over plans for children's clinic.
That's me pointing at the blueprint.
You look like you're mad, Dad.
What are you talking about? I was smiling.
I know, honey, it's a very nice picture, but I wish you hadn't worn that tie.
Well, the fellow with me is George Sidney, the head of the committee.
Oh, George Sidney. Is that your Mr. Sidney?
Yes.
George Sidney, the Hollywood director, the one who's making Peppy?
I don't know. I didn't ask him what he does. I just know him as George Sidney, the head of the new Children's Hospital Committee.
Oh, well, Daddy, how many George Sidneys could there be? Didn't he say anything to give you just a little clue?
Well, honey, we talked about nothing except the hospital, except when we had lunch at the Derby.
The Derby? Dad, that's where they all go. Didn't he meet anybody, any stars? Well, anybody that looked familiar to you?
Well, now that you mention it, there was somebody that looked pretty familiar.
Who?
Well, Mr. Sidney talked to somebody who looked exactly like Mr. Trumbull, the high school janitor.
Oh, Daddy. And I think we have discovered the answer to the mystery man's identity. Besides heading the committee, Mr. Sidney is currently engaged in producing and directing Peppy.
It huh? is him. Daddy, you know George Sidney and you didn't even tell us.
Well, I didn't know that I knew George Sidney. I mean, at least not that George Sidney.
Daddy, how could you?
Now, just a minute here. Let me remind you that you were all invited to dinner.
Daddy, and you turned him down.
How can you be so inconsiderate?
How could this conceivably be my fault? Now, remember, you were the ones... Jeff, will you say something?
Oh, not me, Dad. I'm having enough trouble with one civil war. I don't want to get involved in another one. Mom, how much longer have I got to study?
As long as it takes you to finish that assignment.
Well, if anybody treated a dog like this, they'd get arrested.
Mother, look, it stopped raining. Oh, I've got to get into my bathing suit and go down to the swimming pool. I'll take my raincoat along, too. You might as well have stayed home. It's raining there, too.
I'll see just as many movie stars at home as I'll see here.
Well, what about me? Studying on a vacation.
What would you all like to do today,
Alex, haven't you noticed? It's raining again.
So what? We'll take a ride out to the Pacific Ocean on a bus.
Honey, the Pacific Ocean is nothing but a lot of rain all in one place.
Well, then how would you like to
We don't want to go out in the rain again. We haven't dried out from yesterday.
The only thing I'd care about is going to a movie studio. But you can't get in unless you know somebody.
Now, look, I don't know George Sidney well enough to impose on him. He must be a very busy man.
Well, if he's too busy, he'll say so. It won't do any harm to ask.
Oh, Daddy, please.
But I don't know him well enough.
Honey, if George Sidney came to Hilldale and wanted to see our hospital, you'd be happy to show him around, wouldn't you?
Of course, but...
That's the same thing.
No, but it isn't. In the first place... But I'll ask him in my own way.
What do you mean, in your own way?
Hollywood, 23111, please. Well, I'll just casually mention that we have some time on our hands and that we want him to suggest something that we might do, something that would be interesting.
He'll send us back to Grauman's Chinese.
Hollywood and Vine.
George Sidney, please.
Honey, if you're not going to come right out and ask him, you might as well hang up.
Well, it's fine with me. Hello? George? Alex Stone. George, we were kind of wondering if...
Go on.
That is, we were thinking if... What? Why, yes, yes, we'd love to come to the studio. That was my daughter saying yes. Yeah. Fine, George, see you then. He's going to send a car for us.
A real studio with real stars. And all that worry for nothing. All you had to do was ask.
But he'll be through soon. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, those are just details that we can straighten out. Helen, have you those new pages?
Oh, yes, Mr. Sidney. Here they are.
Fine. We can discuss it at breakfast tomorrow. Hello, I hope I haven't been keeping you waiting too long.
Not at all, George. This is my wife, Donna.
Hello, Mrs. Ellen.
How are
you?
Mary
and
Jeff.
Hello, Mary. Hello, Jeff. Please, won't you come in?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Make yourselves comfortable. Just sit anywhere.
Oh.
Are you enjoying yourself in Hollywood, Mrs. Stone? You're having a nice time?
Oh, yes, it's fine.
Good. Well, we've been having a break here in the weather. You know, it's so nice to see rain after this long, dry spell we've had. Excuse me. Hello? No, I won't be able to see the dailies now. I'll have to see them after we're finished shooting. Helen, Mr. Peck left his script here. Will you call the gate and see if you can catch him?
Mr. Peck?
Yes, the gentleman who was just here, Mr. Gregory Peck.
Oh, no.
Is something wrong?
Well, you see, my daughter is a little starstruck. She came to Hollywood expecting to see a lot of movie stars, and so far she hasn't seen one.
Oh, that's a shame. It's too bad you folks couldn't come to the house last night for dinner because there were some interesting people there that I think Mary would have enjoyed meeting.
Who was there?
Lana Turner, Cary Grant, Doris Day, William Holden, Rudy Wagenheimer, Bobby Darin.
Rudy Wagenheimer?
My cousin. Well, I have to get down on the set now. Would you folks like to come along and see us shoot a scene for our picture?
I'd love to. We wouldn't be in the way.
No, not at all. It'd be our pleasure. Shall we go along? Yeah, that's fine. We'll take it right from the top. Okay, let's go. All right, let's make it.
This is a tape. Quiet, please!
All right, roll them.
175.
Playback. Action.
Thank you.
sorry.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, good. Up we go.
Sorry, Stuart.
Oh, I hope we haven't ruined your picture.
No, hardly. Just the take. But I was about to cut it. I didn't like it anyway. You know, you took that fall just like a real stuntman.
Thanks. Mr. Sidney, I know it's probably all the makeup and everything, but I don't recognize any of the stars.
Oh, well, we're not working with any of the stars today. They're all finished in the film. These are just atmospheric shots we're making today and tomorrow. Then the picture will all be finished.
Oh, I see.
Say, wait a minute. How would you like to be in the picture? All of you.
Us?
Oh,
actors? Why not? No, you look wonderful, Mrs. Stone.
Oh, it's me in a picture?
Certainly, why not?
That'd be me.
What do we have to do?
Nothing. I mean, just act natural. It'll be very easy. You'll sit at a table. How about it?
Wait till Darlene hears about this.
I tell you what. Tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, you'll be here, and we'll put you at a table, and you'll be in the picture. Okay?
Oh, great. Thanks.
This is really out of the question. I've got to get back tomorrow so Frank can leave on his vacation.
Daddy, you can't interfere with my chance to be in a Hollywood picture. A real Hollywood picture.
Now, honey, the last time you took your vacation, Frank kept you waiting 3 whole days.
Yes, darling, I can't.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind missing another
day. Isn't it funny, the things that are important to children?
Yeah, certainly is.
Do you notice how excited Mary is at the thought of working in that movie tomorrow?
Well, it's not something that happens every day, you know. Matter of fact, when I come to think of it, I get a little jumpy myself.
Honey, don't be silly. There's nothing to it. Mr. Sidney isn't giving us an important acting job. Don't be nervous.
I don't know, but you remember when the assistant director said, "Quiet, please." And then George said, "All right, roll him. Action." It was how tense everything got. Well, let's go to sleep.
Good night.
Honey, I wish you hadn't said that.
What?
Well, about the tension. I don't think I can go to sleep.
Silly, of course you will. Good night, darling.
Good night, honey. Yeah, I wish there was something to read.
Hmm. Well, there's a movie magazine of Mary's. Why don't you try that?
Oh, thank you, honey.
Good night.
Good night.
It's surprising how many movie stars have children.
What's surprising about it?
Oh, I don't know. I just never think of them as having private lives.
Good night, darling.
Good night, honey. Helen. What is it, Helen?
More fan mail, Miss Stone.
Oh, how they love me.
There are 422 requests for autographed pictures.
Oh, that's down a little.
72 proposals of marriage.
Oh, that's up a little.
72 requests for a lock of your hair. And 68 people sent you a lock of their hair.
Oh, well, that leaves us a little short. Perhaps we'll make it up with tomorrow's mail. Tell me, what sort of a day do I have?
After breakfast, there'll be the press interviews, then the photographers, then fittings on your new gowns. That will be during lunch.
Tell me, Helen, will I have a chance to go out and get in the sun?
Oh, I'm afraid not, Miss Stone. It's the usual full day.
6 years in Hollywood, and I've never been at the sun.
That's the price you have to pay for being a star. Oh, by the way, the children asked if they could see you.
The children? What children?
Yours, Miss Stone.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, tell them to come in. Oh, Helen.
Yes, Miss Stone?
What are their names?
The boy is Jeff, and the girl is Mary.
Mary, Jeff, Mary. Good, good. Have them come in.
Please, come in.
Good morning, Mary.
Hello, Mother.
And Jeffrey.
Hi, Ma.
Now, what was it you wanted to see me about?
Oh, nothing special, Mother. We just wanted to see you. We'd forget what you look like if we didn't see your movies.
Oh. Well, now, what do you think?
Mother, you're beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, you dear child.
Oh, the price of being a movie star, not being able to spend time with your children. Tell me, Jesse.
No more, it's Jeff.
Oh, it's Jeff. Jeff, tell me, how does school go? You do go to school, don't you?
Oh, sure. You want to see my homework?
Jeffrey, those sums are incorrect.
I'm sorry, Ma, but I'm pretty tired. I mean, walking back and forth to school, it's 12 miles. Tuckers your body out.
Well, how do you expect to become president of the United States if you can't do your sums?
I'm sorry, Ma.
I got 100 in arithmetic.
Excellent.
Well, that's just because you don't have to write on a shovel. You get paper.
Children, don't quarrel. It's vulgar. Now, run along to school or wherever it is you're going. Oh, just a moment. I have something for you.
Oh, thank you, Mother.
Do you thanks, like Mom. Them?
Oh, Mother, I'll treasure this.
I autograph them personally.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
Run along, run along. Why can't I be like other mothers? Spend time with my children, get out in the sun.
Miss Stone, that's the price you pay for being a star.
Well, then it's not worth it. I want to be just simple Donna Stone, secure in the love of my husband and children. Oh, Helen, don't forget to tell the photographers to photograph me only on this side.
Yes, Miss Stone. There's a Mr. Sidney waiting to see you.
George? Oh, send him in.
Mr. Sidney?
Donna.
Oh, George, darling.
Hello.
How are you?
I have great news for you.
Yes?
I just saw the figures of your latest picture.
Yes, darling.
It's grossed over $22 million.
Oh, Georgie, don't bore me with such stuff. You know I have no head for figures. Tell me, darling, does that include the amortization of the exhibitor's fees and exploitation?
Yes, all of that.
Good.
But I have something really more exciting.
Really?
I have the script of your next film. It's written by Hemingway.
George, I have something to tell you. I have made my last picture. From now on, I'm going to be a simple housewife and mother.
No, but you can't. Donna, this is the greatest script that's ever been written, and your part is just fabulous.
No, Georgie, I've made up my mind.
Well, Donna, at least would you just look at it? Please?
You're right. It's marvelous.
You'll do it?
Yes, darling.
Oh,
thank you, darling.
Thank you. Bye now.
George.
Yes?
I have something for you.
Autograph for
yes, darling.
Isn't thank you. I've always wanted one.
Oh, I thought you'd love it.
Makeup?
No, I wouldn't, dear. I think they put makeup on you down at the studio.
Nobody's gonna put makeup on me.
I feel kind of foolish standing in front of a camera.
To tell you the truth, I'm a little frightened.
I am too, Mother.
Mom, do I have to do it? Do I have to become an actor?
Honey, we promised Mr. Sidney.
No, I wish we could get out of this. The more I think about it, the less I like it.
I feel the same way, but I don't know what we can do about it.
You know, it sounded like so much fun when Mr. Sidney mentioned it, but, oh, now I've got butterflies in my stomach.
There's only some way to get out of this without hurting George's feelings.
Hello.
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 Hello. Mr. Sidney sent me. He's sorry he couldn't call. You see, he had to make a sudden business trip to New York. Well, Mr. Sidney also gathered that you might be a little disappointed you hadn't seen any Hollywood stars, so I brought one with me.
Here? A star?
The most popular star in Hollywood.
Lassie! Lassie!
Oh,
hi.
Do you think it's really Lassie?
Sure it is.
Thank you. has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.